Welcome back to PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and we're joined now in the studio by NFL Films senior producer, analyst for the Eagles Game Plan Show, and of course the executive producer of the Snickers NFL Matchup Show, the one, Greg Cosell. And Greg, I want to ask you, through four starts, give us an overall assessment of Nick Foles after throwing for 381 yards and the game-winning touchdown Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well, Chris, the progression has clearly been positive. He went from a quarterback playing very deliberately, very slowly, focusing almost solely on primary reads, to a quarterback that's now picking up his tempo a little bit. Still needs to be a little better, but it's getting better with each start. He's clearly more comfortable in the pocket. He's reading coverage a little more. I think he's been helped by route combinations. The coaching staff's doing a good job. So I think the signs are overall very positive as we look ahead.
Greg, he certainly seems to have improved his footwork throughout the course of these four games, especially on a final drive where he led them down the field and got the game-winning touchdown to Jerry Macklin, where it seemed like in previous games his footwork was getting a little hurried in those types of situations. What did you think of his footwork in this game against Tampa Bay?
Well, and I think that's one example I was talking about with being deliberate. And I think this game against Tampa, he was in the shotgun almost exclusively, and that's clearly where he's most comfortable given his college background. But I think then to become a true starting NFL quarterback, a consistent player week to week, he needs to work on under center, because the footwork under center is different than the shotgun. There's much more of a rhythm and a flow and a balance, and then a plant and a stride and a weight transfer. And I think those are the kinds of things he needs to work on. His footwork gets choppy in those situations. And when your footwork gets choppy and you're essentially a pocket quarterback, you tend to have issues with accuracy, and that's always problematic.
Greg, you mentioned his exclusive use of the shotgun in last Sunday's game. He had also 51 pass attempts. The run game against the league's top-ranked run defense, pretty much non-existent. Bryce Brown to 6 yards on 12 total carries. How do you assess Foles' performance with the fact that he had 51 pass attempts and he had the game pretty much on his shoulders throughout the course of the game?
Well, then we get into the philosophy of how the Eagles chose to play. They pretty much decided Bryce Brown would be irrelevant in this game by how they game planned it, because they did not line up with Foles under center. They did not have an under center run game. And when they did run early, it was all on the perimeter, which to my way of thinking was not the right approach given the speed of the Bucs' front seven. They allowed the Bucs to run. So then they pretty much abandoned Bryce Brown, put the game on Foles. And it was a very erratic up and down offensive performance, obviously bailed out by two wonderful drives in the fourth quarter, but it was not a consistent offensive performance. And I think when you ask a young quarterback behind an offensive line that's not real good in pass protection to drop back, oh, probably 58, 59 times when you add in the sacks and a couple of runs, I think that's asking an awful lot of both your O-line and your young quarterback.
But Greg, what do you learn about a young quarterback with the fact that he still was able to keep his eyes down the field? He went through the progressions, even though he took the punishments he had in the game.
Well, that's the positive, because the one thing that did stand out is when you watch the fourth quarter, is there was no sense that he was playing fast, that he was hurried, that the game, and to use a ridiculous cliche, but everybody knows what it means, that the moment was too big, that he was trying to make five plays in one play. It looked as if each play was a separate play. He made a couple of bad throws that fortunately did not have negative outcomes, and he seemed to shake those off and just play the next play. And that's what you look for in those situations. And he made some outstanding throws, some in which he was protected very well, others in which he had to move out of the pocket to find a quieter area to deliver the football, and he made some very accurate throws. All positives.
Greg, looking ahead a little bit to the future, he'll have three more starts here in 2012, and then the team will have to evaluate his future. But does he have the arm, does he have the tools, the skill set to be a starting NFL quarterback?
I think he does have the skill set. I think the things you look for are how he will handle himself in a muddied pocket with bodies around him. I'd like to see more of that because you have to do that to be a high-quality NFL quarterback. Clearly, he's shown functional mobility. He's certainly not going to be a movement guy. You're not necessarily going to build your offense around movement with him. He's primarily a pocket player, but he has shown functional mobility, and I think it's been effective. So as we continue, I think there's going to be a very big test Thursday night. They're going to play a Bengals defense that individually is really good up front and schematically is very difficult to prepare for. I think this is a big test for Nick Foles and the entire pass game.
Greg, tremendous insight. And if you want to hear more from Greg, of course, you can watch your Eagles game plan show. You can also follow him on Twitter at Greg Cosell. Greg Cosell, thank you very much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.